This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan, and the world is buzzing. Last night, just shy of midnight, Taylor Swift made a secret surprise announcement. She joins me tonight. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Wow. Now, we're going to play the new single in the next few moments, which is just incredible. But there's a new album, there's a new single, there's so much to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about. I feel like this one call isn't going to cut it.
No, I don't think so. You're going to have to call back. But let's first off all, the album, 1989, is out October 27th. You say it's a bit of a rebirth for you. What do you mean by that? Are you going to pop out of an egg like Lady Gaga did at the Grammys?
Of course. No, the album is basically different than anything I've done before. It doesn't sound like any music I've made before. And it's I've made country albums, and this is my first pop album, which is a real different change for me. So it was really, really fun to go into the studio and just kind of think limitlessly about what production elements we could do and what kinds of songs we could write. And I'm so proud of it. I can't wait for you to hear the whole record.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the first single from the new record, Shake It Off.
Well, basically, I wrote Shake It Off about realizing that people are going to say whatever they're going to say about you, and you can let it completely change your life and change the way you live your life, or you can just shake it off and continue to be you and have fun. And like, I think that option number two, just shaking it off, leads to you having a happier life, and that's basically what the song is about.
It's so true. Sometimes it is hard to shake it off, but when you can actually just, you know, let it go, your whole life changes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the song is about. The fun thing is when you start dancing to the song, you really don't. You don't think too much, you just start dancing, which is my favorite part about it.
Now, I've just watched the video, and I just want to see if I've got the impersonations of the other artists that you're doing correct. Lady Gaga.
We weren't doing impersonations, we were just doing, like, different styles of dance.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm not one for taking shots.
No, I didn't think you were taking
enough of them myself.
I don't think you were taking shots. I just thought that it was all kind of, so there's no Will.i.am or Nicki Minaj or Fergie or Jessie J, no?
Oh my gosh. Well, I didn't think about that. We were just being funny. We were just kind of like adding some comedy into the video, and like, we thought of it in terms of different styles of dance. So when we would label it, we'd be like, the one in the sparkly outfit with the glasses, we've called that the animators section, because that's what style of dance those guys are doing. And that's me like trying to do it too and being terrible.
Ah, very cool. And I'm excited about the deluxe version, because I do this all the time, record myself on the iPhone using voice memos, and you've done that, and you're going to release some of the tracks.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to do that because a lot of the fans have asked me about the songwriting process, and I wanted to show them what the first step is in building a song from the ground up. And so I guess the best way to do that is to just share with them the voice memos of where the song started, and then they can listen on the album to what it ended up being.
Now, I spent the weekend with your mate, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, fantastic.
And you came up in conversation, as you always do with Ed, and he said that you'd been trying to get hold of him over the weekend, but where we were at the festival, V Festival, he had no coverage and he couldn't reply to you. So I've got a little message to play to you, and just so he can explain why he hasn't replied. Okay, here he goes.
I wanted to state the point that I've been at V Festival for 2 days, and for some reason I haven't been receiving any text. So I got one through, and I don't know why I didn't. I'm sorry, there were no messages.
What would you have replied?
I
lol, smiley face.
No, I just, no, picture? Because I don't know what the question was.
Right,
and I now I feel really bad because
let's call her. Let's get out the phone. We'll give her a call now.
Yeah, but there's no signal.
Oh,
there's
God,
no,
there's
signal.
No signal.
There's no signal.
So there we go. He wasn't being rude. We had no coverage.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I made a meme of like a picture of me as a sad baby, like when I was a baby, like looking really sad. And it just said, "Why you know one, talk to me."
I did see that. Hey,
did he show that to you?
He did show that to me.
What a jerk.
No, but it wasn't on purpose. It was an accident, Taylor. It was an accident.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, babe, I'm
so
excited about this new record. Out October 27th. The single is out right now.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited.
And when are you coming to the UK? When are we going to see you?
Soon. Very, very soon.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.